The proposal is part of the management plan for the Colville National Forest that was released 2 years ago. It calls for designating 61,000 acres as wilderness. That means it would be essentially off limits to motorized travel, with a few exceptions. That concerns Merrill Ott, a former Stevens County commissioner who represents the Tri-County Motorized Recreation Association.
Our major concern as a group, as OHV enthusiasts, is to see some areas of the forest that would receive better management before we go into exposing ourselves to saying we fully support wilderness, when in fact all we want to support is proper management at this point. We think it's premature to go to wilderness.
The Colville currently has one federally designated wilderness area, the 41,000-acre Salmo Priest, which represents about 3% of the forest. The new proposals would add Bald Snow in the Kettle Range, the Abercrombie Hook Nose west of the Pend'Oreille River, and some smaller areas adjacent to Salmo Priest. Other concerns come from organizations that rely on the National Forest to graze their animals. Scott Nielsen from the Stevens County Cattlemen's Association says he thinks the wilderness designation would take away local decision-making on anything related to continued grazing in those areas.
And the environmental community will tell you, there can be waivers made, and there can be, what I will tell you is it doesn't usually happen. It's made much more difficult. Many of the decisions, it takes it out of the hands of the local managers, and it's there, you know, and you have to get waivers and you have to get things like that from the regional office.
Whereas in years past, a proposal like this would have had little or no support locally, but this version has support from the Northeast Washington Forestry Coalition, a diverse group that includes environmental, industrial, and recreation interests. The group's vice president, Mike Peterson, says while motorized uses are mostly prohibited in such areas, there is enough wiggle room that those who graze animals could continue to use that land.
Really, what those guidelines say, if they get instituted into a bill, is that you can use whatever existing tools you were using before it became wilderness. So if you had to replace a water tank, for example, you could use a mechanized equipment to take that up there. You just couldn't be up there every day on your ATV and that kind of thing. And so I think assurances for the ranchers that they won't, you know, just be forced out is what's going to be key in any kind of wilderness bill language.
The proposal would have to be approved by Congress. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.